It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about holding on to family.
When Alexandra Rosas of Cedarburg was growing up, her mother Leonore worked three jobs to provide for her six children. And Rosas wished that she could see her more. In her mother's final months in hospice, Rosas finally got her wish for them to spend time together. But her mom had a wish too, and Rosas had to find the courage to respect that wish. The following story was told at the Moth during an open mic story slam in Madison, where the theme of the night was fish out of water. Here's Alexandra Rosas, live at the Moth.
Did you forget she's Colombian?
That's the answer my kids give to everything that I do. Now, growing up Colombian, my mother was an immigrant. She had six children. She was a single mother. She worked three jobs to give us everything. But because of that, she was hardly home, and I missed her, and I wanted her, and I wished for her, but she was working. My mother is in hospice because her kidneys are failing. The doctor says that maybe we'll have her for three more months, maybe six. But he forgets she's Colombian, too. So 18 months later, we are at Lake Michigan sitting on the bluff. I take my mother to these places, and we're enjoying our days together. And on this last day, I take her over to the wishing fountain in front of hospice, and I hand her some coins, and she throws her coins in the fountain, and she shouts, "Hawaii!" So I take my coin and I say, "Hawaii!" Just in case. I have not had a chance to be with her my entire life, and I have her. I don't even need to make any more wishes. I have my wish. I've got her. So I take her back up to her room, and she is doing so good that I decide tomorrow we can have another big day. I tell her I'll be back in the morning. 9 o'clock, be ready. At 8:20, my phone rings. And it's the hospice center. The nurse says, "Your mother's sick, you have to come." So I rush over, I go in her room, the nurse says, "Your mother's kidneys are done. We need to start the comfort procedure." Now, months ago, my mother has signed these forms asking for a comfort procedure, meaning when things end, there is to be no hospital, and we just let things go. But she signed those papers when she used to be sick, and she's not sick anymore. We were just at the lake, and we're going to go shopping today. I step in between the nurse and my mother, and in our secret language, Spanish, tell her you want the hospital. Tell her you changed your mind. My mother grunts, "Hospital." I say to the nurse, "You heard that? She wants to go to the hospital." The nurse says, "You can't. This is her wish." And I know I was only supposed to have my mother for 6 months, but I have her for 18, and it has made me greedy, and I am ready to beg, borrow, and steal for one more minute with her. But I turn, and in English this time, I say, "It's okay. You can go." I ask the nurse how long my mother will have after the morphine starts. She says 2 days. 6 days later, my mother is still with us. Because why does everyone keep forgetting we're Colombian? When she passes away, I'm there, and I want to say something, but I become a little four-year-old, and I'm calling her back, "Mama, Mama." The nurse puts her hand on my arm, and she says, "Just think of the life you gave her, that she found it so hard to leave." Thank you.
That was Alexandra Rosas from Cedarburg at an open mic Moth Story Slam in Madison. You can hear the full story and find more information at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Tyler Ditter.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.